From Rockwired Sound in Albuquerque, New Mexico, of all places, this is Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at Rockwired.com. Today, Rockwired profiles the scorching blues sound of Head Honchos and their self-titled debut CD. Stick around for more. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company. Please stand by. Welcome to another edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at Rockwired.com. I'm your host, Brian Lush, and the music is out there. Singer and guitarist Rocco Calipari Sr. has made a career out of the blues. He's fronted countless bands and has proven himself to be a reliable player over the years, but his latest project, Head Honchos, was more than a mere blues band. It was a chance for father and son, Rocco Calipari Jr., to connect in a musical way, and thankfully the results are electrifying. I had a chance to speak with Rocco Calipari of Head Honcho about the formation of the band, and you'll hear all of that in just a few minutes. From the self-titled debut release, here is Head Honchos with Going Down. From their self-titled debut CD, that was Head Honchos with Going Down. Visit the band at their official website, www.headhonchosband.com. I had a chance to speak with the band's founder, Rocco Calipari Sr., over the phone. Here's how it went. Well, the band's got a great CD out, and now that it's out there for people to hear, how do you feel about the end result?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm happy with it. You know, at first we thought we were going in to do a demo to just to, you know, to get work. And as we were recording, it was sounding good, so we, you know, took it seriously, and we're really happy with the end result. You know, the overall quality and the mastering came out good.
I see. And had the band released anything prior to this one, or?
No, we haven't. I have, and our base, you know, we have with other bands. But not as this unit, no. This is first band I've started with my son, Rocco Jr., you know, so I'm trying to really kind of put this together to get him into the game, you know.
And describe what that's like, being in a band with your son.
Oh, it's great. I love it, you know. I mean, I've played a lot of fun shows, but this is probably the most fun I've had playing, you know. We have a blast playing together. He went out to California for a little while and went out to GIT school out there and came, you know, learned quite a bit and came back, and him and I just really clicked together well playing, you know, so it's been a lot of fun.
I see. And was it the father-son relationship that sort of inspired this project, or was it something else?
Yeah, I guess, you know, I never really forced him to play. He just wanted to play, you know, and so we just put it together. You know, we liked a lot of the same music. You know, when he came to me and told me he was serious about it, you know, I thought the best thing I could do for him is, you know, give him what I got.
I see. And in reading about you, it seems like your musical history is kind of long and varied. So how did music begin for you?
I grew up in Detroit, and, I pretty much had a musical family. My father was a bass player, and, I grew up listening to a lot of Motown music in Detroit, and my parents were just big music fans of all different styles of music, and so I grew up, you know, with blues and, like I say, Motown music, and, you know, then high school in the 80s, you know, I liked ZZ Top and Van Halen like everybody else, too, you know.
I see.
But my heart's with the blues.
I see. And talk about the rest of your bandmates. Tell me who they are and what it is you think each of them brings to the table, not just musically, but personality-wise, that makes this thing work.
Yeah, well, CeCe Copeland, our bass player, I don't know if you're familiar, he's played with lots of people, Vance Kelly, Melvin Taylor, John Primer. He's been all over the world playing, and he's just a seasoned pro, you know, and he's just really good guy to hang out with, and he's a little older even than me, second oldest guy, so, you know, it's just having that experience is a big help, you know, for my son, and our drummer's a younger guy, too. He's in his mid-20s, and he actually teaches at the same place that my son and I do. All of us teach at a place called the Front Porch Music in Valparaiso, Indiana. And, you know, he's got a lot of enthusiasm for drumming, you know, and he's a young guy, and he's really into the classic drummers like, you know, John Bonham and Mitch Mitchell and some of these guys, you know, from the 60s and the 70s era. Well, my son, you know, he gets a lot of the same influences that I do, you know, but, you know, he's got some of his own also. You know, he likes the Steve Vais and the Bucketheads and those guys, you know. He still likes, you know, the blues. I make sure he's schooled in the blues also, you know.
And speaking of being schooled in the blues, I also understand that you're a music instructor.
Yeah, like both of us are, actually. And we teach at the Front Porch Music. I've been teaching probably 13 years now.
I see. And describe, explain, if it can be explained, the songwriting process within this band. How does that work?
Well, a couple different ways. You know, a lot of times what I'll write songs on the acoustic guitar just alone, you know, at home, and then present them to the band at a rehearsal, and then we kind of bring them to life, you know. Other times we may, you know, just at rehearsal or something, we'll just be jamming on something that'll turn into a song, you know, and our drummer has contributed to writing lyrics. But right now, so far, I've done, you know, the share of the writing. But we all work together, you know. It helps having good musicians to play with when you're bringing these songs to life, you know.
And with that being said, what songs off of the current album resonate for you the most and why?
Oh, gee. Well, you know, sir, we write about personal events and things like that. You know, you got to have a theme to write about, I guess. You know, like the song Lucky's Train is about somebody that I knew in Detroit growing up who had some pitfalls, you know, so I just kind of wrote about that, you know. And it always comes from some kind of idea or experience.
Visit the band at their official website, www.headhonchosband.com. From their self-titled debut CD, here are the Head Honchos once again with Fire on the Bayou. Rockwired Radio Profiles will be back with more from Head Honchos and their self-titled debut CD after this brief little message.
Sometimes I call my mom.
Rockwired.com is pleased to present the Rockwired Artist of the Month, Jane Badler, and her intoxicating forthcoming CD, Tears Again, featuring the band Sir. This time around, Jane gets down and dirty as only the legendary sci-fi vixen can, with a sinewy collection of edgy, witty songs that take the listener on a journey through that disaster area called romantic love. With tracks such as Four Corners, Men Who Lie, and I Don't Trust Women, and the slinky first single, The Wrong People, love and life never sounded more chaotic, or this sexy. Jane Badler, Tears Again, Rockwired's Artist of the Month. Visit Jane at myspace.com/JaneBadler.
Sometimes I wonder why I just don't.
You're listening to Rockwired Radio Profiles with your host Brian Lush, exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005. Welcome back to Rockwired Radio Profiles, exclusively at rockwired.com. I'm your host Brian Lush, and we're giving it up for the electrifying blues sound of Head Honchos and their equally electrifying self-titled debut CD. I had a chance to get acquainted with Rocco Calipari Sr. of Head Honchos, and here's how it all went down.
And talk about live shows. How have they been going for the band?
Yeah, the live show's been going great. That's where we have our most fun. You know, we're a pretty high energy band, and we try to put on the best show we possibly can. You know, we want everybody to have a good time and, you know, dance and leave there thinking they've seen a great show. You know, we try to do that every night that we play. You know, a high energy show.
And what songs tend to get the crowd going the most?
You know, really, I try to do it with every song, but, you know, it depends. You know, some of the, like, we do a couple classics, like, you know, we do, like, Cheap Sunglasses by ZZ Top, you know, that we stretch out, and, you know, songs like that people are familiar with, you know, but a lot of our originals now that we've been playing them out for a little while now are starting to get more popular to where people are recognizing them and, you know, calling out titles and stuff like that. So that's, you know, that's more rewarding, you know. Have people want to hear your original material.
I see. And have there been any reactions to the album that have surprised you at all?
Well, you know, I thought it sounded pretty good. I was hoping that people would like it, and so far everybody that has listened to it has liked it. I've had no negative feedback, so I, you know, I don't know if I'm surprised. I guess I'm happy, you know, thankful, but it's been great that everybody's, you know, enjoyed it so far, and we've had, you know, really positive response.
Now, you've been in tons of bands in your musical career. What do you think is next for this project?
Well, for this project, what we want to do is get on the road and start traveling as much as we can, and, you know, get ready to do another CD and just keep recording and playing, and just, you know, we just love playing, and, you know, I do this for a living, and we all do, so the more we play, the better.
I see.
And people like you helps us get our name out there, so, you know, thank you very much.
Oh, so you're not just some weekend warrior blues band.
Oh, no, I've been doing this for a living since, you know, the early 90s.
Congratulations, I got so much respect for that.
Thank you, yeah.
Especially like now.
Yeah, you know, I teach and do other things, and also I play in another band that's been around for like 20 years, Howard and the White Boys. I still play with them, you know, so, you know, I'm playing in both bands and teaching. You gotta, it's hard just to pull one band and be able to pull it off, you know, anymore.
Yeah.
Like, it used to be a lot easier, you know, and in the mid, you know, early and mid-90s, blues was a really popular thing, you know. So back then, for blues bands, you know, there was a lot of festivals and to play, and the club dates, you know, there was not enough days in a week to take all the gigs that were coming at you, you know.
Right. And you think that's less the case now?
Oh, it is for sure, you know. I mean, not to bring up old things, but 9/11 really slowed things down, and the blues, you know, and it seems like this genre of music kind of took a hit. You know, the people that were packing into the bars to see it, you know, that slowed things down, and you know, and people are still going, you know, they're going out to see it, but it's not in the mainstream like it was back then. You know, I don't know if you remember that, but like in the, you know, late 90s.
I do, actually. I was in college then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
So, yeah.
Okay, then you know. Like, right when, you know, when Stevie Ray passed away, you know, every guitar player was trying to be the next Stevie Ray, and blues was just huge then, you know, and all they were opening up all these House of Blues and everything, you know, and we were fortunate to play a lot of the grand openings to those, you know, in New Orleans and Chicago and California, you know. It was a good time back then.
I mean, you would think with the economic troubles that we're going through now that blues music would be at an all-time high.
You would think, right?
I mean, I'm just putting some food for thought out there.
Me too. Yeah, it makes sense to me.
I know. I mean, I'm surprised juke joints aren't opening up, you know, everywhere right now. But you know, I ain't America.
Right, exactly. Yeah, I hear you.
Well, with this album, what would you like someone to come away with after they've heard it?
You know, just like, you know, we bill ourselves as rock, blues, funk, and soul. But, you know, I think we're just a high energy rock and blues band, you know, and I'm hoping that people that like that kind of music will listen to our CD and say, hey, yeah, these guys are doing it. You know, they're playing what I like to hear.
Visit the band at their official website, www.headhonchosband.com. From their self-titled debut CD, here are the Head Honchos once more with Lucky's Train.
Yeah.
going to do it for this edition of Rockwired Radio Profiles. A special thanks goes out to Rocco Calipari of Head Honchos for his time and, more importantly, his music, and to Doug Deutsch of Doug Deutsch Publicity Services. Visit the band at their official website, www.headhonchosband.com. For Rockwired, I'm Brian Lush. Remember, keep your eyes forward, never look back, and make it up as you go. Rockwired Radio Profiles is a production of Rockwired Media LLC, a limited liability company, and is available exclusively at rockwired.com. Musical aptitude since 2005.